It's time for Rhema for Today.
Hey, you older ones, listen to me and listen to me carefully. The world that our kids and our young people and our singles are in today is nothing, 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 nothing like the world that you and I, especially us traditionalists, that, and you baby boomers also, that we grew up in. Things that we didn't know or talk about until we were of age are talked about by third graders. Let's understand our world. Let's come together and integrate.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
There's nothing wrong with having special times for these different ministries. But God, as I said, does not want them to become an entity in themselves. We must integrate, not isolate. I'm going to say it again. I want you to get it. We must integrate, not isolate. We must form relationships. Some of you seniors, it would be great for you to form some relationships with some of the Gen Ys and the Gen Xs, us traditionals. It would be wise for you Gen Ys and Gen Xers to form relationships with some of us traditionalists. We can guide you over some roadblocks that caused us to stumble. The old teaching the young and the young teaching the old. You can help us understand today. We can help you understand where you are because of history. When I preached the sermon here, I preached at Kim meeting about Pentecost and gave all the history of Pentecost. I had people come, and I still do when I go out on the road and I preach this. Rich King and some of the guys that travel on the road will tell you, people will come up and say, I didn't know that. See, many of you, you weren't there just after the Depression. That's when I was born. We got some people here that was living during there in the Depression. I was there just after. You weren't there during World War II. You don't understand what it is for a tyrant to rise up and to start to swallow up the whole world. See, we can tell y'all some things, but y'all can help us because we're not, I mean, if I need, sometimes I need help. I ask some of my grandsons. They probably know more about a computer than I do. I have to ask these Gen Xers, my son, some of these guys on my staff, I have to ask them about help with my iPhone. Oh, it's easy. Now, wait a minute, back up. I wasn't raised with this thing. You were. Now, stop. Slow down. Here. What did you do? What did you punch? Anybody here know what I'm talking about? But we must remember that we're all a part of the bigger family. Revelation 5:9 says, and we sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain and you have redeemed us to God by your blood and out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. I want to see all the generations working together, Rhema Bible Church. I want to see the old learning from the young and the young learning from the old. I want to see the old encouraging and cheering the young on. But I want to see honor and respect shown to the seniors and not be discarded and discounted. The young being mentored by those that are more experienced, and thus that are more experienced being mentored by the young to understand the day that we're living in. Hey, you older ones, listen to me and listen to me carefully. The world that our kids and our young people and our singles are in today is nothing, 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 nothing like the world that you and I, especially us traditionalists, that, and you baby boomers also, that we grew up in. Things that we didn't know or talk about until we were of age are talked about by third graders. Let's understand our world. Let's come together and integrate. Oh. As you can tell, this is not coming out of my head. This is coming out of a heart that is truly interested in this church, that's truly interested in every person sitting on that pew, from the youngest to the oldest. I want to see Titus chapter 2 in full fruition in Rhema Bible Church. You must teach in accord with sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate. This is Paul talking to Titus, the pastor. Worthy of respect, self-control, sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, to be busy at home or wherever. That have to change a little bit, but to be kind, to be subject to their husband or understand their husband would be a better way, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them an example by doing what is good in your teaching. Show integrity, seriousness, and the soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you. God doesn't just love one group. He loves all age groups. He wants us to work together for the kingdom. It makes no difference if you're in the Gen Y, Gen X, baby boomer, or traditionalist. We must respect and understand each other, learn from each other, work together for the building of this church and the kingdom of God. I have bared my heart to you today. With much prayer and much research and thought going into this. Because I see that we are at a crisis. And if we are going to accomplish, then we must understand each generation. And each generation must join hands together. I trust if your family members that you're setting together. And youth, if you're not with your family or guardian or children, I want you to move there now. If you're here and you have no older ones here, I want you to pick out one you know, or just pick out another generation, and I want you to go stand with them, because we're going to join hands here.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me all the time. I talk about thank you for helping us bring hope, helping healing to the world. Well, I'm talking about a word partner. What is a word partner? What is somebody that partners with us? Well, they pray for us. And then they send an offering in at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help support Rhema.
Doesn't have to be big. A lot of people just give $10 or $25 a month.
Yeah, some people give $1 or $5. But if you do what you can, when it all comes together, it helps us to pay for the programming for Rhema Praise, and it goes all over the world. We get testimonies all the time. I just thought I'd explain what a Word Partner Club is.
Well, also, our Word Partners actually give a scholarship to everyone who comes to Rhema Bible Training College, gets a scholarship through our Word Partners, because our tuition only pays 30% of what it actually costs to come to Rhema. We keep our tuition low because we want to train men and women to go around the world to preach the gospel. So please help us. Help us to train more students by joining the Word Partner Club. But also, a partnership is, you know, not only do you pray for us, we pray for you as well. And we always encourage you, if you guys have prayer requests, to let us know. Yeah. We have special prayer partners that are praying just for our Word Partner Club members.
Yeah, and go to rhema.org/WPC and sign up. We'd be glad to have you.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.